Before we dive into the latest episode of the Soulful Sales Show, just a quick note to say that I have a brand new, completely overhauled one-to-one coaching package and limited availability for new clients. This is for you if you are an online service provider, coach, course creator, or freelancer who wants to grow your audience and soulfully sell more of your offers in a way that works for you and your values. We will work on the strategy to suit your unique needs and energy and uncover and gently work with the self-doubt that is holding you back from your big goals. To find out more, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/mentoring or feel free to message me on Voxer at ruthpoundwhite to see if we'd be a good fit. Selling every single day. The thought of it might bring up feelings, but to me, it is actually no big deal. So here is my selling story, sharing how I reached a place of indifference and ease around daily selling. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Sales Show. So I thought this wasn't planned, but I thought I would come back and share a part two to my selling story because I have loved having these conversations with my members. It has been a transformational experience for me, one that I will share more about at some point in the future. And I am going to debrief my members. But what has come up from having these conversations with my members is really seeing the themes about the parts of the work that I do with them around selling that have really made the biggest difference. And I would say the number one theme that so many of these interviews have had in common is the concept of selling every day, the practice of selling every day, the mindset of selling every day, and just all the good things that have come as a result of people committing to selling every day. So that is what I'm going to talk about in this part of my selling story. So the first part of my selling story, you can go back and listen to that. I think it was episode 19 or something. Go back and listen to part one, because in that part of my selling story, I talk about how I really got more comfortable being visible as myself and deciding that I got to be visible my way. And that is a huge part of how I got comfortable selling every day. But there are some more specifics that I'm going to go into in this episode. But before we get to that, I just want to celebrate the fact that the Soulful Sales Society membership is open again. This membership is normally closed. My plan is only to open it probably twice a year. And we've just marked the 1 year anniversary of the membership, which is why I've been doing this whole series in the first place. And I wanted to take things like as if interviewing 12 people in the space of a couple of weeks wasn't enough. I wanted to take it up a notch. So I am running a sale in a way I have never done before. And there is literally a new bonus being added every single day until the membership closes on the 1st of May. So let me talk about the bonuses so far. We have had my full Journaling for Launches course, which takes you through a journaling process, which is basically like mindset work, connecting with the goals, connecting with the offer, debriefing the offer, taking you through all of this kind of mindset and practical work for before the launch, during the launch, and after the launch. That course normally sells for $88. You get it free as a member, so for less than the price that the course costs standalone. We've also had the aligned pricing process, which is a $9 course of mine, which takes you through the process of really feeling into a price that will actually help you get behind selling the offer. Feeling into a price that feels right for the offer, but you're also not totally terrified by, and how to actually put that pricing out there. We've also had a bonus vault, I would call it, of tools to support you in trusting yourself and listening to and trusting your intuition, which I think is a really key philosophy underpinning everything we do. So there's a lot of practical support in the Soulful Sales Society. There's a lot of support around sales mindset. But adding this kind of self-trust and intuition work felt really, really good for me because that underlies a lot of the practical and the mindset work. And at the time you're listening to this, The latest bonus may or may not have yet been officially announced, but you are my amazing podcast listeners, so let me give you the scoop if it hasn't been announced yet. The latest bonus is a training, a process for you to work through the fear of putting your offer out there and or the fear of people actually buying your offer and that they might be disappointed with your offer. Previously, this was an exclusive training for my Aligned Offer students, but you are getting it as a bonus as a Soulful Sales Society member. So I think we still have three more bonuses to come. They're just the bonuses that have been released so far. And all I'm going to say is it's getting more and more juicy as the days go on. But you can find out the latest bonuses by going to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. The bonuses are added to the sales page every day. And I'm also sending out an email every day with each bonus. And yes, they are definitely getting juicier. But honestly, these bonuses, and by the way, you're going to get them all when you sign up. So if you sign up early, you're still going to get the later bonuses. And if you sign up anytime, you're going to get all the bonuses, okay? But honestly, the bonuses are just the fun icing on the cake. The real benefit is the main membership itself, which is all about selling more of what you do in your way. We cover sales mindset, self-trust, laid-back launching. So really getting in the habit of relaunching and relaunching your offers with greater ease in a way that doesn't require you to be on and be visible all the time to bring the people in. We're talking about soft selling, how to boost your sales between launches, how to boost your sales during launches. We've got trainings on all of that stuff. We've got support in the Facebook group. We have regular sessions. Even if you can't come live, I make sure that I take pre-submitted questions, that I mark the timestamp so you can still ask questions if you don't want to come live or can't come live. We have mindset session every month. We have a sales review process that you can either do on your own or you can come to the session and do it all together every month. We have quarterly planning and review. We have the Q&As. You also get access to my Soulful Growth Club membership where you get regular guided journaling sessions and Q&As about marketing and visibility. And again, I prioritize pre-submitted questions, so really not dependent on, you know, your schedule or time zone. We also have loads of resources to help you dig into your feelings, to help you set up the practical stuff. We have a monthly implementation week to help you actually use it and get it done, because I know what it's like, you know. The encouragement, members have said so far that these implementation weeks are really making a difference to what they actually do and how they're actually selling in their business. And we have the famous, and I say famous because almost everyone I have interviewed has mentioned this, the Sell Every Day Challenge, which I think is kind of the cornerstone of the work that we do. And you're going to get so much out of that, whether it's literally more sales or whether it's seeing where you get to improve, seeing where you get to sell more, seeing where you get to see selling differently, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, that is the real beauty of the membership. And it's really about selling more your way while honoring your personality, your mind, your values, your body, and making it all easier and getting to the place where daily selling is no big deal. You know, it's not even something you really need to think about that much. It's just something you do. It's part of your daily rhythm, and the sales coming in is a result of doing that as well. And if doing these 12 interviews has taught me anything, it is that the Soulful Sales Society is a really special place, So yeah, this is my invitation to you to get in before the doors close again, because like I said, my plan is only to open them twice a year. And if you get in now, you'll be able to join a live Sell Every Day challenge early in May. We're going to start May 7th. And you're going to get all the other stuff. The way that I've designed the membership does not mean that you're going to be using all of the things all of the time. It's down to you to pick and choose the bits that support you. And it's a low-cost membership, so it makes that a lot easier as well. Okay, so ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society before the doors close on May 1st and check out the daily bonuses. Right. So like I said, if there's one thing that's come up in all of these interviews, it is the theme of selling every day. Different angles of what that has given people. And you can go back and listen to some of the interviews. I think Anouk talked about it in terms of daily emailing. Anna talked about it in terms of just like the power of making the commitment and then not overthinking as a result. We've got a Katarina's interview coming up. She talks about it as well. There's probably more that I've missed because basically everyone has mentioned it. So here is my part two of my soulful selling story about how I got comfortable selling every day. And like I did with the first one, so most of these soulful selling stories have been, well, almost all of them have been me interviewing someone else. And I was like, I should have got someone to come on and interview me. So in the first one where I shared my story, I asked ChatGPT to come up with the interview questions and I kind of interviewed myself that way. So that is what I am doing again for this episode. Some of the questions definitely sound a little bit AI-ish, but I think that the answers will be beneficial anyway. Okay, so the first question is, what triggered the transition from seeing selling as an occasional or major event to incorporating it into your daily routine? Discuss the mindset shift or specific events that led to you to start selling daily. Was there a particular moment or realization that catalyzed this change? Very ChatGPT-ish question, but anyway, the answer is going to be good, I hope. So it's really, really, it's difficult to think of a specific thing that led to me selling every day. It was more like a mindset shift and a muscle that I practiced. And in my first business, it was really just, I remember noticing that when I was selling regularly via email, that the open rate didn't change. The unsubscribe rate didn't change. In fact, sometimes when I didn't have anything to sell, sometimes I got lower opens. And it was just really, really interesting to see that, because I think a lot of us have stories about what it will mean if we sell every day. The unsubscribe rates are going to go up, the open rates are going to go up, whatever. People aren't going to like it. And I think just through a process of like practicing selling more and seeing that it was okay, it made me, it helped me, empowered me to just keep doing it and to do it more. And I will say that with practice in this business, so I started out in this business, and go back to that part one of my soulful seller story on my about my quiet visibility journey, because I really talk about this more there. But in this business, you know, when I really started being more visible as myself, sharing more of my honest kind of feelings, my voice, my opinions, and all of that stuff, I really started out with the cornerstone of it all, and what really helped me practice using my voice was having this weekly newsletter. Sometimes it was every other week, and showing up on Instagram. And at first I wasn't actually selling because I didn't know what I was selling in this business. But when I started to have offers, specifically I started selling one-to-one coaching and mentoring, I recently went back and looked at all my emails from that time. And what I saw that I was doing is I was mentioning it all the time. I was mentioning it all the time. But the realization I had at the time was that I got to write about whatever I wanted to write about. I got to talk about whatever I wanted to talk about. I got to post about whatever I wanted to post about. And I just got to say, by the way, I'm available. By the way, I have an offer. By the way, if you like this, or if this sparks something for you and you want to work with me, here's how. And I repeated the same kind of call to action. I don't mean necessarily word for word, although sometimes it would have been word for word, but the gist of it was like, here's what I do, here's who I do it with, and here's what I can help you with. And I repeated that again and again and again. So basically, through practice, I realized that selling every day actually didn't mean doing something salesy every day. It just meant inviting people in and showing up how I was going to anyway, and sharing the content that I was going to anyway. So there's no major event, as ChatGPT was asking me about. It's more a muscle and process. So the second question is, how did you integrate selling into your everyday activities without it feeling forced or unnatural? I mean, I kind of answered that, didn't I? I just practiced using it as like, I didn't even need to come up with any fancy segue from a regular content. It was either like a PS or a by the way type thing. And then in terms of like habits, it was really just knowing my rhythm for creating content, because as I always say, like sales content doesn't have to be any different to regular content. And it wasn't. Like the way that I sell every day, it isn't different. It's the same. It's just that I'm being intentional about telling people that I'm open for business and that I have a way to help them, as well as sharing the content that I was going to share anyway. What were the initial challenges you faced when beginning to sell every day, and how did you overcome them? So I would say that the kind of day-to-day selling that I've just been describing, so adding it as a, like a PS or a side note and stuff, it didn't feel too challenging for me. You know what? I'm kind of questioning myself. Like, did it always feel that easy? Like, obviously it hasn't always felt easy, and it is a practice, but I would say that doing it in that way is the easiest way in, right? It's the easiest way to practice that muscle of selling every day. But where I remember it feeling more challenging was in the early days of doing more proper launches. So what I just described was like inviting people into an offer that I had that was always open, my one-to-one coaching, right? It was either open or it was full. But when I did a proper launch of like a new course, I remember that being more challenging for me. And back then I would send way fewer emails when I was launching because I didn't want to take up too much space. I didn't want to annoy people. So I definitely had all these thoughts and feelings that a lot of people, you know, speak to me about now. A lot of my clients speak to me about now. A lot of people have referenced on some of these interviews and stuff like that. And there was the other challenge was keeping my head in the game until the end. If it wasn't selling the way I wanted, often, I remember very clearly earlier on with one of my first courses, I just stopped talking about it. I didn't even say it's closed. I didn't say I've closed it early. I just stopped talking about it and didn't see it through to the end. And I think that things really shifted for me. I remember actually quite clearly, it was probably in late 2019. Yeah, I think it was just before COVID, when I did my first kind of group program. And that really was a huge turning point for me in the way that I showed up and sold. Because what happened during that launch is I had one person sign up. And obviously one person is not a group, right? And this is a fear everyone has when they launch group programs. I had one person sign up. But I remember, like, I was doing a lot of mindset work. I was doing a lot of like digging into my stories and noticing like what those stories were causing me to do or not do. This is the work that I help my clients with. And I made the commitment to myself to show up till the very end. I sold every day of that launch. I kept showing up. I kept saying, hey, here's the offer. Here's why you should join. Hey, I'm available for a chat if you want to talk about it. I showed up till the very end. And in the end, I had like four people sign up at the last minute. And that taught me so much about the power of keeping your head in the game and continuing to sell every day to the end of the launch. So I would say, yeah, like selling every day for an always open offer is kind of easier. Although actually a lot of my clients, even for an always open, like one-to-one offer, are not mentioning it at all because they think people just know about it. Please just repeat yourself. Do not be afraid to repeat yourself. Talk about it, be obvious about it. But yeah, especially for launching, that is definitely where it has felt more challenging. So another question from ChatGPT, this is how I did this, by the way. I copied and pasted some like emails I've sent, some content I've written about selling every day. And I asked ChatGPT to ask me questions based on that. So when ChatGPT says I mentioned something, that is why. You mentioned simplifying selling. Can you expand on how this philosophy influences your approach to launches? So the reason ChatGPT asked me about this in relation to launching is because I'm really of the philosophy that the way we launch, we get to stretch a little bit. And actually, it's really important to stretch a little bit each time and like layer things on. But actually, it gets to be so much simpler than we think. But that could be a whole other topic. So let me bring it back to selling every day. So when it comes to selling every day, what I find when I do this, because I do a challenge in the membership, the Sell Every Day Challenge, when I do it with my members, I think that one of the reasons why it can bring up so many feelings for people is that they think it's going to be so, so complicated and it's going to be so much hard work. And actually, what we find is having the intention to sell every day shows us the opportunities to sell every day that were already there. So things like literally what I just did, I said, the Sell Every Day Challenge, which we do in the membership. That's like a subtle way of me selling the membership, right? And it's not, it's just coming up in conversation. And the same happens like when we deliver courses and offers, or we can like link things in the member areas to another complimentary course or something like that. And I think that setting an intention really does show you the really simple ways that you get to sell every day. And then you get to layer things on, just like I was saying with launching, you get to layer things on with like everyday selling. So for example, setting up like evergreen emails, setting up mini, very uncomplicated, very simple sales funnels, you know, creating a system for yourself where you will add your offers to key places, or like if you have like an always open offer, like mention it and share it on a semi-regular basis. So I guess I just wanted to say that although I could definitely talk in a whole other episode about how we get to simplify our launching process and layer things on over time, the process of selling every day gets to be simple. And I think that that is what we really need to have in mind when we go into it. If we have in mind that I have to do all the things and I have to do everything perfectly and have to have everything figured out, it's not going to be easy. And what's really true is that we have the intention, we see more opportunities, we practice selling every day, then when we are practicing it, we're finding it easier, we're finding less resistance, then we get to layer on more selling strategies, which is what loads of the lessons inside the Soulful Sales Society membership are all about. Okay, the final question is, what advice would you give to someone who wants to make selling a more natural part of their daily business practice, but doesn't know where to start? I mean, literally, where to start is with the intention. And I know that having that intention can feel really, really scary or really, really complicated. So every time I run the Selling Everyday Challenge in the membership, I will invariably get questions from some members saying, well, what do we need to do? And my answer is, you just need to sell every day. Like, that is literally it. There are no rules. Now, obviously, I do have more guidance. I do have suggestions. I even have like a checklist of something like 50 ways, 55 ways or something to sell every day. There are so many different ways to do it. And part of the challenge is literally just opening your eyes to seeing all of those ways. But my practical tip for where to start would just be to look at your existing content. Look at your rhythm of how you are communicating with your audience regularly already, and see if there's something you're missing in terms of how you could be inviting the right people in to the work that actually can help them. And that is a mindset shift, actually, that's important to selling every day as well. Knowing that for the right people, you not selling is actually doing them a disservice, and you making it harder for them to find the offers that can help them is actually doing them a disservice. Trusting that you mentioning your offers more, making it clearer for them, is making it easier for them to get the thing that can help them. And obviously, that your offer is not going to be right for everyone, but for the people it is right for, really, really important that you're making it clear, that you're making it obvious, that you're giving them multiple invitations, because nobody is going to be seeing everything that you're saying. So that's the mindset shift. And then the practical shift, look at the content you're already creating, see what you're missing. So have a look at the last email you sent your list. Was there a call to action? Was there anything about what you do in there? If there was a link, if there was a call to action, was it obvious? You know, how could you make it clearer? How could you make it more obvious? Do the same with your social media content. Was there a call to action? Could you share what I was saying earlier in this episode about, like, by the way, I'm open for business. By the way, I help this person to do this thing in this way. That is what I would suggest. And then ask yourself, what is one extra step I can take to sell versus what I'm used to, and then seeing how you feel when you take that extra step. So for example, let's say you've got an offer open for a period of a week. Normally you would send one or two emails about that offer. How would it feel if you sent an extra email? And this is the beauty of setting yourself a challenge to sell every day, because it forces you to stretch. You don't have to stretch completely in a way that feels totally anxiety inducing and wrong. Like, you don't have to be showing up doing lives every day. You don't need to be cold DMing people every day. There are creative ways that you can sell every day, and some of them are much more low key than others. But the beauty of doing it every day is that you get to see how you feel, and then you get to work through those feelings and see what else could be true. So if you think that you're annoying people, literally what I just shared with you about the importance and like of actually putting your work out there for the right people, that is a reframe, you know, and that is something that you get to take on board and practice. And then you get the evidence back as well that it works, that it's okay, and that it's safe to do it. So yeah, that is my soulful selling story part two, how I felt comfortable selling every day. And in some ways, I feel like maybe I didn't even share that many practical steps of how I felt comfortable selling every day, because there kind of aren't many. It's like I make a decision, I practice it, I build the muscle, I get the evidence back, and I keep doing it, and I keep asking myself, what stories are going on? What else could be true? And I keep working through that stuff. It's kind of as simple and as frustratingly, I don't know, it's not complicated, but it can bring up feelings as that. So yeah, that is my self-selling story part two. And all of that stuff is a huge part of what I help you with in the Soulful Sales Society. So if this all feels good, if this all feels supportive to you, come and join before the doors close on May the 1st at ruthpoundwright.com/SSS. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter.